Well, happy Friday, Chuck. I know the McCain Institute Sedona Forum, which starts this afternoon, will feature U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. And I realize there's a lot of respect for the McCain Institute. So I know I'm going to sound a little politically cynical when I ask, would two cabinet members showing up at this event have happened in a non-swing state in a political year?
Jeez. What are you talking about? Of course not. And, you know, look, it certainly, I think, you know, I don't want to say that the McCain Institute, they're not political.
No, they're not partisan.
They're not in that sense. But, you know, I think everybody thinks they know where Cindy McCain's lies. And I think there's a lot of people who carry on John McCain's legacy who certainly think they have an idea of what he'd be doing in this presidential election. So, no, look, I mean, I look at Arizona when I think about the different paths to the presidency for both of them. You know, if Biden can't sweep those three Midwestern states, he has to win a Sunbelt state. And I think the only Sunbelt state that he has a chance to win of the so-called battleground states is Arizona. Mm-hmm. I think you're just going to see a lot more focus on Arizona because of the abortion initiative now. And Georgia and North Carolina just feel a little bit more reachy for him. And he's got to have a backup plan if Wisconsin or Michigan goes south on him.
Chuck, speaking of the abortion issue, Governor Katie Hobbs signed the bill yesterday repealing our 1864 abortion law. But because of more legal wrangling, likely a ballot initiative that would make abortion legal much later in a pregnancy than the law Hobbs just signed, this is going to be an issue for the rest of the election season. Polling we saw just puts it sixth on the list of important voter issues. Does that surprise you?
It doesn't. And I, you know, one of the things when you're looking at polling, and we discovered this in our own poll last week, how do you ask the most important issue? And a lot of these polls will ask, what's the most important issue for the country? And then when you ask, what's the most important issue to you when you're voting? And we asked it both ways. And abortion's fifth or sixth when you ask it for the country. When you ask it for your vote, it's second or third. Mm. So there is a difference in that. And I think that's the key part of this election, right? How much are people voting in their own interests, and how much are they voting in what they think is their perceived country's interest?
Yeah, and you know what's at top of that list, and this is that Emerson poll that just came out, and I got some questions about it because it was actually registered voters as opposed to likely voters. I thought they overweighted the older folks because, you know, mm-hmm. young folks do tend to show up more in a presidential election. But immigration still was the top issue, followed by affordable housing and the economy. Those are really issues that stick around presidential election after presidential election, right?
I completely agree. And more importantly, it's cost, right? Prices, prices, prices. I mean, look, we're about to, you know, before this year, if you had told me there's going to be an unemployment rate hovering at or below 4%, you'd have said, well, the economy's fine. That's not going to be an issue. But the price of things, right? This is really altered. And it's really interesting to me. Joe Biden, who basically has spent his entire political career where being judged on the economy by whether you have a job or not, is just really had a hard time being able to communicate why his policies are going to bring costs down, right? And they're trying. They know they have to. But it is probably his biggest challenge.
And it doesn't hurt to send the Treasury Secretary to Arizona.
Well, there's a reason they're doing that. And, you know, I also think, you know, she's going to use this. It's my understanding she's going to use this forum is to try to take a, you know, gentle shot at Trump's ideas of politicizing the Fed. So that's going to be I wonder how much news she'll intend to make there.
All right. NBC News Chief Political Analyst Chuck Todd, thanks again. By the way, speaking of the economy and all that, we just got news a few minutes ago with the Labor Department's April jobs report coming out. That 175,000 jobs were added to the economy. That was a whole lot slower than what we saw in March. And it was also below expectations of what analysts were expecting. They were expecting hiring to be more along 240,000 jobs or so. And the unemployment rate ticked up just a tenth of a percent to 3.9%. We'll have more on that coming up as well. Thanks again to Chuck Todd. It's